Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail, IME on Raul, R-A-U-L, Villantoy, V-I-L-L-A-N-T-O-Y. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Villantoy as discarded in my report of 11-6-13. Pretty currently presented with his daughter to help serve as a translator and complete his intake questionnaire. Prepared according to the information obtained from the examiner in this fashion, Mr. Villantoy is now a 73-year-old male who, again, describes he injured his left shoulder at work on 7-7-12 when lifting a trash can. Period, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period, he had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period, he did undergo surgery, but is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period, new paragraph. As per the records supplied, he received an order approving settlement on 7-13-15 to be inserted. He then submitted answers to reopen interrogatories. At that point, he was still at Borgata. He also related he has difficulty with his right shoulder because he had surgery on the left and has to use his right shoulder in all of the work that he does. He has multiple discs and herniations in his neck. However, his right shoulder was worse than his neck, and he had no treatment for his neck. In paragraph, medical records show he was seen on 5-8-19 by Dr. Zabinski, Z-A-B-I-N-S-K-I. He reviewed various records, including a report by Dr. Christini from 9/27/18. This report was primarily in regard to the 2012 injury, semicolon. However, comment in this report, he does mention that the patient sustained an interval injury of 9/2/16 lifting a trash can. Dr. Christini felt patient had adhesive capsulitis and rotator cuff pathology related to both the injury and occupational exposure. He felt further treatment was appropriate. Dr. Zabinski diagnosed persistent right shoulder pain after a lifting injury in September 2016 and associated with work duties that do require frequent to repetitive lifting, pushing, and pulling. He recommended a closed MRI with arthrogram of the right shoulder. This was completed on 5/29/20 to be inserted here. They discussed these results on 6/11/20. On 7/22/20, Dr. Zabinski performed surgery to be inserted here. Follow-up with him in conjunction with physical therapy was rendered through 11/30/20 when he released the petitioner from care at maximum medical improvement with permanent restrictions. New paragraph, however, Mr. Villantoy returned to Dr. Zabinski on 3/8/22. Planning a bilateral shoulder pain. He had also sustained a reported left hand injury on 6/30/18. This was a crush injury while working as a steward. He recalled sustaining an injury at the time but had no complaints with regard to his left hand and wrist today in the office. He's only complaining of discomfort in both shoulders. Dr. Dr. Zubinsky offered diagnoses of bilateral shoulder pain from previous unrelated work injury treated by Dr. Zubinsky, as well as status post-crush injury to the left hand with no residual complaints. This exam was actually done by Dr. Marzyk, M-A-R-C-Z-Y-K. He opined the crush injury to the left hand did not cause any long-term residual issues for Mr. Villantoy, and he had reached maximum medical improvement with no restrictions relative to it. The relevant diagnosis was status post-crush injury to the left hand with no residual complaints. Physical exam, extremities upper, he had well healed, portal scars at both shoulders, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. There was a healed scar in the dorsal aspect of the right wrist that he attributed to childhood trauma. Motion of the left shoulder was mildly limited to 170 degrees of abduction and flexion, but was otherwise full. Motion of the right shoulder was full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Mild tenderness to the anterior aspect of the left shoulder, but there was none on the right. Shoulder maneuver is normal, cervical. Range of motion was full in all spheres, but left rotation and right side bending elicited tenderness. He had tenderness at the trapezii bilaterally in the absence of spasm, but none in the midline. Thoracic is normal. And on general appearance, he related having two inguinal hernia surgeries, prostate surgery, and heart surgery with implantation of a stent due to a myocardial infarction. Impressions. Raul Villantoy alleged to have injured his left shoulder at work, as noted in my prior report. Since evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement and then reopened his claim. He apparently was seen by Dr. Christini in 2018. Then was evaluated by Dr. Zubinsky in 2019. At that time, the petitioner alleged he developed the right shoulder problems due to compensating for the left as well as to occupational exposures. There also was vague reference to another right shoulder injury. He underwent an MR arthrogram on 5/29/20 to be inserted here. Surgery was done on the right shoulder to be inserted here. This was followed by physical therapy postoperatively. He followed up with Dr. Zubinsky and was discharged from care at maximum medical improvement. However, he returned on 3/8/22 for further evaluation. And underline this, please print out item 12, New Jersey Temporary Disability Benefits Application. New paragraph, the current examination found virtually full range of motion of both shoulders. Provocative maneuvers at the shoulders were negative. He had intact strength and sensation. He had full range of motion of the cervical spine, although discomfort in certain planes. New paragraph, with respect to the left shoulder, my opinions relative to permanency and causation are the same as marked. He may have some permanency relative to the right shoulder, unrelated to the subject event, its treatment, or residuals at the left shoulder. I have refrained from offering an assessment of permanency on the right shoulder due to the question of causation. In my humble opinion, he did not develop right shoulder problems due to compensating for the left, nor is such an association substantiated in the medical literature. End.